Rock 107 WIRX, the Tandy Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, you're damn right.
You're damn right. Yeah. 8:13 today. It is going to be hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
Looking hot.
A high of 90 tonight, mostly clear, low of 71. Saturday, sunny, hot, high of 90. Sunday, sunny, hot, high of 90.
Good God, man.
I think we should do a beach day on Sunday.
Something, man.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Get it in, because it's technically the first day of fall today.
I wonder what the water feels like.
It's probably still pretty warm.
Yeah.
Probably like 70 degrees.
Mm-hmm. I was by Silver Beach yesterday.
No, you weren't.
They have it all fenced off, ready for the fall, you know? So they're probably thinking, man, we probably jumped the gun on that one a little bit.
Well, I was out with Ron Goose yesterday looking at houses, and we were talking about that. And him and his wife always close up the pool on Labor Day weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people do. They're like, well, it's starting to get cold. The water temperature is cold. It doesn't make sense to have, but...
Now you're probably kicking yourself.
Like, Jesus. Yeah, it's still perfect.
That thing open.
So, I think maybe do a beach day.
I wonder if he has a diving board.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, most houses don't have diving boards, or most pools don't have diving boards.
That's the best thing to have. That's the reason to have a pool.
I know. I think it has something to do with
insurance. Cannonball! Jump in that thing.
I love the diving board.
I do, too. Did you ever do it at the pool? Like the public pool?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, go out there.
I like the real springy ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
You used to have one at Barron Hills, the country club over there down the road.
Yeah.
And they don't have the diving board anymore. That was a real, like one of those real. You get like 30 feet up into the air.
Like Sonic on the on those little springs that he'd jump on.
Bing. Cannonball.
Oh, man. Good stuff. I was a big fan of the can opener.
Can opener?
Can opener.
I think we called it the jackknife. Is that
jack
where you hold your knee?
Yeah, you hold your one knee. Uh-huh. Yeah, I call that the can opener. Yeah. And you try to get close to the side, so you splash everyone. Good times.
We had an old buddy. We'd always make him do cannonballs. He was a big fella. We called him Tank. Come on, man. Do a cannonball.
Come on.
Kaboom. Just spray all the girls.
Empties the pool. It's like, Tank, you ruined it for everybody.
Not the hot tub.
Yeah, pools were fun when you were a kid. As an adult, knowing that they're just cesspools, I really am not a huge fan of it. But as a kid, had some good times. Mm-hmm. Peeing in the pool. Pooping in the pool. What? Weird.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
Damn it. Hold on. Stupid thing. I don't know why it does that. Internet stuff. I'm so unprepared for the show every single day.
Come on, man.
So, a 23-year-old guy named Micah Anderson broke into a house in Steamboat Springs, Colorado on Saturday and stole a bunch of stuff, including towels, toilet paper, books, a DVD, and a Christmas tree. Yes, it was September 16th, and the house he broke into already had their Christmas tree out. Anyways, the cops tracked Micah down. He was arrested on Tuesday for felony burglary and theft. That's Micah right there. He honestly looks like he doesn't care.
Mr. Grinch. You're a mean one.
Here's the thing, though. If you have your Christmas tree up right now, you deserve to be burglarized. Yes.
Come on. Take the damn thing down.
It's September.
Mm-hmm.
For God's sake. No, I'm glad he robbed that person's house and he stole their Christmas tree.
Right.
I hope he broke some ornaments on the way out. It's mid-September, for God's sake!
I don't understand that. Are you just too lazy to take it down, or?
Yeah, that's the only reason you're allowed to have a Christmas tree up in September is if you hadn't taken it down from the year before.
Right.
If you leave it up all year, that's fine. But it is too early for a Christmas tree.
All right, Christmas trees are already presents underneath it.
Yeah.
You know, already got his Christmas shopping done. Like my grandma, she would get her Christmas shopping done in like July.
Yeah, he's wearing a turtleneck, singing Christmas carols all day long, like just driving people nuts.
It's going to be 90 out today, by the way.
Y'all feeling the Christmas spirit? I know I am. I hope your house get robbed. It did.